You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Towns. So they get together, the two mayors, I think, get together the softball teams, and they put a little softball competition on for charity. So they're very active over there. It's not, I like what they have to say over there. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, they're sort of on the side of the county, on the river there, but both have become destinations for shoppers and people who are attending events and so forth.
Did the lady from the electric appliance company say why they have to change the headboard every year?
No, she just said they redo it every year.
Oh, it's just a different theme or something?
Yeah, okay. I suppose. I'm not sure.
Imagine that. You sit there and you got to grease up everything to make sure it's you're getting
that
a lot of
rollable. Have some sort of wheels.
It's steering mechanism, I hope. Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, that depends probably on the pushers.
Like I said, man, that's trust. That's as close to having that, you know how you stand back and you're supposed to fall with your eyes closed and hope people catch you. This is the same type of thing. Getting in a bed and having three people push you down a sidewalk or a street is scaring the heck out of me. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, there are bed races that go on in other cities or towns across the country, but there's not very many, and this is the only one in Hunterdon.
All right. Well, that's good. Did we get everybody?
We got everybody.
Excellent. Well, you're always entertaining, Al. I love talking to you. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk with you again next week. Who knows what you're going to throw me now? I don't know anymore. I just buckle up now for you.
Buckle up for the ride.
All right, buckle up for the ride. Does the bed have a seat belt?
I don't know.
Okay.
I doubt it.
All right, Al, stay cool, all right? And the weather will break. We'll talk with you next week. Thanks so much for your time.
Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye. Al Ward, Business with Al. My God, entertainment plus with him. Giving us all sorts of information, and now, who knows, he's going to open a bookstore soon. You never know. It is 8:58. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunting and HuntingChamber.com in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani believes President Obama should order U.S. flags lowered nationwide in honor of the Chattanooga, Tennessee shooting victims.
Flags should be lowered half-staff. The President of the United States should have gone to a memorial service for these people instead of going off and raising money for the Democratic Party and going to a play.
Giuliani tells Fox News that President Obama owes the victims something. He adds that the growing number of attacks on U.S. soil is a big issue and believes ISIS is carrying out a plan that was originated by Osama bin Laden to launch attacks in America. Donald Trump isn't backing away from his controversial comments about Arizona Senator John McCain's military service. Trump said over the weekend that McCain was a war hero only because he was captured during the Vietnam War. Now Trump's written an op-ed for USA Today accusing McCain of abandoning veterans here at home. The final round of the British Open is finally underway in Scotland. Officials were forced to push the final round back one day because of wind and rain over the weekend. Jordan Spieth is one shot off the lead in search of his third straight major win. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The plan because they believe it'll put California on a path of bankruptcy.
If you provide health care, people are going to use more health care. The costs will go up over time. It will promote illegal immigration because more people will come to the state from outside the country, take advantage of that health care.
The bill would allow 700,000 illegal immigrants to buy policies through Covered California, and it would expand Medi-Cal eligibility to all who meet the income requirements regardless of their immigration status. Dan Stein believes we shouldn't reward people who jump in line ahead of millions who are waiting to come to the U.S. legally.
And it doesn't include continually subsidizing cheap labor that employers demand that they insist come into the country, and this is one more example of how costs get commonized onto the public.
Authorities say there doesn't seem to be any foul play involved in the drowning of a man found in actress Demi Moore's backyard pool. Moore was out of the country at the time. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Texas lawmaker who heads up the House Financial Services Committee has nothing good to say about the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act that was signed into law 5 years ago this week. In the Republican Weekly Address, Congressman Jeb Hensarling says the reform law amounts to Obamacare for the financial sector.
We continue to be mired in lackluster, halting economic growth. Middle-income paychecks are nearly $12,000 less compared to the average post-war economic recovery.
He says Dodd-Frank has failed to make America's economy better or improve financial stability for businesses and consumers. Hensarling believes this financial reform law needs to be overhauled in order to really spur economic growth. He says this law that was written in the wake of the 2008 financial meltdown has ended up hurting small businesses and making it tougher for people to become homeowners.
It enshrined taxpayer-funded bailouts and too big to fail into law. And it imposed 400 new burdensome, job-destroying regulations upon our economy.
Banks in Greece are open today for the first time in weeks. Banks across the country had been closed as Greece teetered on the edge of financial ruin before a massive debt bailout deal was reached. ATM withdrawals were the only way ordinary Greeks had been able to access their own money until now. The Athens Stock Exchange, which halted trading with the bank shut down, remains closed for now. Microsoft is buying an Israeli cybersecurity company. An Israeli financial newspaper reports today that the American technology giant will pay $320 million for Adalon. The firm develops security platforms that protect information stored on cloud services from cyber attacks. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
It is 8:09:06. It's 81 degrees. That's what I was trying to say and caught myself. Today is July 20th, 2015, and it is 81 degrees, clear skies, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high of 93, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. We have a heat advisory in effect till 8 p.m. tonight, no outdoor activity, or at least mild outdoor activity at best, and drink plenty of fluid, plenty of breaks if you are outside. Excessive heat is not good for animals, children, elderly, you know it. Partly cloudy skies early tonight will give way to cloudy skies late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. 69 is the low. Winds light and variable. Mostly cloudy skies early tomorrow. Partly cloudy later in the day. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 92. It all finally breaks with a low of 63 on Tuesday night. Mainly sunny and 85 on Wednesday. Generally sunny, a few afternoon clouds on Thursday the 23rd, 86. Sunshine and clouds mixed, 85 on Friday, and generally sunny, a few afternoon clouds on Saturday, 86. All in all, a pretty good week. It's 83 right now in Reddington, 80 in Clinton Township, 79 at the County Complex in Quakertown, 82 at Frenchtown that Al Ward was talking about, 84 over in New Hope, 80 in Ringo's, 82 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Back to Good Morning, Hunter and Nunchamber.com. It's Les Paul, Mary Ford. How high the moon? Les lived up in Sussex County. Inventor of the electric guitar. Where would we be without Les Paul in the music industry? Some people would say a lot of interesting things. And I'm sure many of the rock musicians are tremendously grateful. Time for us to check traffic. I don't think there's anything new, but I want to remind you about Route 12 and all the detours that are going on there. We had an incident earlier this morning on 78 eastbound. Everything's clear on 78. That's good. Construction at the Route 12 circle closing in Flemington till July 24th. So everything's being diverted. 523 and 579. You'll have to follow the signs. Cars are going one way, trucks are going another way. So pay attention to local police and all that's going on over there. They're Working on the new concrete freight rail crossing bed and repave the asphalt approaching that project. So it's all part of adjustments. Glad they're doing it in the summer, because they don't want to do that during the fall when school's open. So Route 12 is closed over by the Flemington Circle till the 24th. That's Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. And it's time for some history from History.com for July 20th, 2015. Gosh, I don't know what happened. Well, my computer just decided to cancel. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break so I can get my computer back because the power got yanked out. And we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County. If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, I think we're back to normal here, so we'll start our... We'll get back to Today in History with... From history.com for July 20th, 2015. And we start off with July 20th is a big day. It happened in 1969. I'll give you that. And that's the reason it's Moon Day today. It happened at 10:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, American astronaut Neil Armstrong, 240,000 miles from Earth, speaks these words to more than a billion people listening at home. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Stepping off the lunar landing module, Eagle, Armstrong became the first human to walk on the surface of the moon. Funny, that doesn't seem to be a where were you then as much as some of the other more unfortunate and negative events. I know it is a where were you then type moment, but it doesn't seem to have that same level. It's interesting to see that. 1780, on this day, General Mad Anthony Wayne leads two brigades of Pennsylvania militia, supported by four artillery pieces, in an attempt to destroy a fortified blockhouse located approximately 4 miles north of Hoboken in Bulls Ferry, New Jersey. The blockhouse, or observation shelter, was surrounded by iron stakes and defended by 70 Loyalists, who managed to hold on to it despite the best efforts of the Americans. The Patriots lost 18 men killed and 46 wounded in the unsuccessful assault. 1972, on this day, the results of a two-year study conducted by the National Highway Traffic Administration of the U.S. Department of Transportation are released, and the study concludes that 1960-63 Chevrolet Corvair models are at least as safe as comparable models of other cars sold in the same period, directly contradicting charges made by the leading consumer advocate, Ralph Nader. Part of the Cold War, 1948, President Harry S. Truman institutes a military draft with a proclamation calling for nearly 10 million men to register for the military service within the next 2 months. Truman's action came during the increasing Cold War tensions with the Soviet Union. In 2012, it's amazing we're now hearing the results of the court case. Just last week, on this day in 2012, a 24-year-old gunman goes on a rampage at a movie theater in the Denver suburb of Aurora, killing 12 people, the youngest a 6-year-old girl, and injuring at least 70 others. The shooting took place shortly after the start of a crowded midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises and opened across the United States that day. It was the deadliest mass shooting in Colorado since the 1999 massacre at Columbine High School, in which 12 students and a teacher were murdered before the two teen gunmen killed themselves. In 1977, a flash flood hits Johnston, Pennsylvania on this day, killing 84 people and causing millions of dollars in damage. This flood came 88 years after the infamous Great Flood of 1889 that killed more than 2,000 people in Johnstown. As they had in the first flood, the dams in the Kavanaugh Valley failed, bringing disaster to the town. 1881, 5 years after General George A. Custer's infamous defeat at the Battle of Little Bighorn, Hunk Papa Teton Sioux leader Sitting Bull surrenders to the U.S. Army, which promises amnesty for him and his followers. Sitting Bull had been a major leader in the 1876 Sioux uprising that resulted in the death of Custer and 264 of his men at Little Bighorn. Pursued by the U.S. Army after the Indian victory, he escaped to Canada with his followers. In 1951, on this day, while entering a mosque in the Jordanian sector of East Jerusalem, King Abdullah of Jordan is assassinated by a Palestinian nationalist. Viking 1 lands on Mars in 1976 on the 7th anniversary of the Apollo 11 lunar landing. The Viking 1 lander, an unmanned U.S. planetary probe, becomes the first spacecraft to successfully land on the surface of Mars. Since that time, we've had all those other ones that have landed there. And now we have pictures of Pluto going on. So I love when we have these parallels that take place. And then music on this day, 1963, Two Girls for Every Boy went the immortal opening line from Jan and Dean's Surf City, a song that reached the top of the U.S. pop charts on this day in 1963. It was a claim that wasn't actually supported by the facts, but it helped create a popular image of California as a paradise of sun and sand and endless summers. The claim was the Two Girls for Every Boy, not the fact that it didn't reach the pop charts number one in 1963. So there you have it. That is Today in History from History.com for July 20th, 2015. Where were you on that fateful night when Neil Armstrong landed, walked on the moon? What do you know? All right, we're going to take another quick break so I can get the rest of my information up here, but we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChamber.com in just a few minutes.
Full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
It's funny, a lot of people confuse Jan and Dean with the Beach Boys. have the same sound, but not involved at all. How about that? All right, we got other things to talk about here in Huntington County. We were just talking about the moon and the moon landing. Well, does that inspire you to go and check out more about our extraterrestrial areas? Raritan Valley Community College Planetarium to present August shows for all ages. The Raritan Valley Community College Planetarium in Branchburg will present a variety of star shows and laser concerts in August, including programs for young children. The programs that will be offered are as follows. The Exploding Universe is on Fridays, August 14th and 28th, 7 p.m. The universe we will see today is the product of explosive events. As the universe has transformed into the current state, even the most elementary particles have endured. The show follows the path of one of those particles, a proton, as it participates in nature's astounding events of rebirth and renewal. This is recommended for ages 10 to adult. Summer Skies is on Fridays from August 7th, 14th, 21, 28th at 8 p.m. Discover what stars and constellations are visible in tonight's sky. Learn how to find the Summer Triangle and the Big Dipper, as well as the planets Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. It's also the summer of Pluto. The New Horizons spacecraft is flying by the dwarf planet in July. Updates on to the show will be included as they become available. The 3M Observatory will be open after the show, weather permitting. This is recommended for ages 10 to adult. Classic Rock is on Friday, August 7th at 9 p.m. Enjoy a laser concert featuring a variety of classic rock songs, including Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead, Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth by Meatloaf, Come Sail Away by Styx, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by, of course, the Beatles. And Laser Led Zeppelin is on Friday, August 14th at 9 p.m. Enjoy a laser and video concert featuring several of the group's hit songs such as Battle of Evermore, Stairway to Heaven, and Houses of the Holy. Laser Modern Rock is on Friday, August 21st at 9 p.m. Enjoy a laser and video concert featuring songs released in the past few years. Selections include Radioactive, played that last week, as a matter of fact, by Imagine Dragons, A Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark by Fall Out Boy, and Best Day of My Life from American Authors. Laser ELO, now that makes a lot of sense, August 28th, 9 p.m., enjoy a laser concert featuring the best of ELO. Do you like laser concerts? Want a ticket to the moon? Have you reached your point of no return? Then you must be ready for the ELO laser concert. Following programs are also being scheduled for children. Magic Treehouse Space Mission, Tuesdays, August 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th, 2, Fridays, August 7th and 21st at 7. Young star gazers join Magic Treehouse characters Jack and Annie as they discover the secrets of the sun, moon, planets, space travel, and more. Who can help them answer the question posted by the mysterious M? The show is based on the same title, best selected series of novels. The Little Star That Could, Tuesdays, August 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th at 3 p.m. Travel with an average yellow star on this quest to get a name and a planet to call his own. A cool red star, a hot blue star, a dying star, double stars in the Milky Way galaxy teach the little star some important things about being a star. Imagine little star's surprise when he discovers that several planets rotate around him. The show offers a great introduction to the different kinds of stars in space, as well as the planets in our solar system. This is recommended for ages 6 to 12. Perfect Little Planet is Wednesdays, August 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th, and 2 p.m. Sunday, August 9th, 2 p.m. Thursday, August 20th, 4:15 p.m. A family with another star system is seeking the perfect vacation spot. Fly over the surface of Pluto, our best-known dwarf planet, and sail through the rings of Saturn. Feel Jupiter's lightning storms and walk on the surface of Mars. Which destination will be the family choose? Recommended for ages 6 to 12. Laser Magic Wednesdays, August 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th at 3 p.m. Sunday, August 9th, 3 p.m. Enjoy a laser and video concert featuring songs of a variety of artists, including We Are All Made of Stars by Moby, Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, Best Day of My Life by American Authors, and Let It Go, sung by Idina Menzel. Rockin' Rocket Ride, August 6th, 13th, 20th, 27th, 2 p.m. Put on your spacesuit, blast off into outer space to visit the moon, sun, and planets. The show offers lively experience for young people with selected music from Journey into Space by Jane Murphy. That's ages 3 to 8. And Storybooks in Space, August 6th, 13th, 20th, 27th, 3 p.m. Enjoy story time in the planetarium as we learn about the stars, planets, ages 4 to 8. Planetarium show tickets cost $7 for one show, $13 for two shows on the same day. Reservations are strongly suggested for the planetarium shows. For more information, call 908-231-8805 or visit raritanval.edu/planetarium. I've had the curator of the planetarium on my show. It is fascinating. They do a great job. It is one of the rare opportunities. And, heck, it's right around the corner. You don't have to go all the way to the Hayden Planetarium to do it. 9:31. I got to take a break. We got to do news and weather. I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, and $7.25.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
The complete transcript of a 2005 deposition involving Bill Cosby details his womanizing. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There is no clear evidence that shows Cosby committed a sex crime. He claims on one occasion he and his accuser engaged in sexual contact, taking her silence as consent, saying he went into an area between permission and rejection. Later that night, Cosby said he tried to resume contact, but she said no, and he pulled back. The transcripts also show Cosby's wife, Camille, knew about this case, but he said he hid cases from her, funneling hush money to women through accounts that Mrs. Cosby would not see. I'm Ed Donahue.
The lawsuit was brought by an ex-employee at Temple University, Andrea Constand. The 78-year-old comedian says he offered to pay for Constand's education and had paid other women after they had sex with him. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Cleveland Clinic is backing a new Canadian study that shows exercising more can limit the risk of breast cancer. Researchers at Alberta Health Services found that postmenopausal women who exercise 300 minutes per week have a bigger reduction in body fat and cut down on the risk of breast cancer.
Previous studies have made an association between both body mass index as well as total body fat on breast cancer risk.
Dr. Hallie Moore of the Cleveland Clinic also says the minimum required exercise for cancer prevention for older women is 30 minutes per day or 150 minutes per week. Moore says the extra exercise also means you don't have to change your diet and says older women should find the time to work out more.
Standard recommendations for exercise have been to do at least 30 minutes a day for most days of the week. So that approximately that 150 minutes per week exercise. And this study really does suggest that longer is probably better.
Immigration activists and state lawmakers in California are working on a plan to let illegal immigrants buy federally subsidized health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Politico is reporting the plan would be the first of its kind in the nation, would need federal approval, and couldn't start until 2017. Aspen Foods is recalling around 2 million pounds of chicken they say could be contaminated with salmonella. The company provides products to many grocery chains in the upper Midwest, including the Chicago area and parts of Minnesota. The USDA says some of the product has been shipped nationwide, prompting the recall notice. More information about the specific Aspen products involved can be found on the USDA's website. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It is 9:36, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. All right, folks, there is a heat advisory in effect till 8 p.m. tonight. No outdoor activity, no strenuous outdoor activity, lots of water. Air quality alert also is in effect as of 9:20 this morning. So those people who have been affected by air pollution, hard to breathe, asthma, they need to take care of themselves. It's an orange alert today. Clear, it's 82, partly cloudy today, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high of 92, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, partly to mostly cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a low of 69, winds light and variable, mostly cloudy skies early will become partly cloudy later in the day, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, 92 as well for tomorrow, sunny and 85 on Wednesday, Thursday except for a few afternoon clouds, sunny 86. Sunny and clouds mixed, 85 on Friday. Sunny and some clouds, 86 on Saturday. Very repeatable weather pattern. It's 80 at Quakertown, 85 in Stockton, 82 in Raritan, 86 in East Amwell, 85 in Frenchtown, 81 up in Highbridge, 84 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. Interesting article here from NJ.com. We've had some backlash, obviously, from a number of different atrocities to the humanity with regard to the Nazis and some other areas of the world. And one of them recently, obviously, was the Confederate flag was been brought down in South Carolina because that seemed to be an icon for slavery and all the different atrocities that went on during that period of in our history. But the fact is, and this is the part that makes the United States the best country or one of the best countries in the world, is that it's still okay to hold that stuff. It's still okay to cherish that memorabilia, despite the fact that it has a dark side to it. It's an interesting comparison. So there was a complaint, but sale of Nazi items is legal at a New Jersey flea market, says an article published by written by Emily Cummins for NJ.com on July 17th. It starts out with, while visiting the Golden Nugget Antique Market on Sunday, July 5th, Raymond Smith of Hoboken and he and his wife were shocked to find a dealer selling World War II relics that included authentic Nazi memorabilia. Mainly for me, the idea of selling Nazi memorabilia out in the open like it's a Happy Days board game is offensive. We shouldn't be seeing them in the sunshine on a Sunday afternoon, Smith said. While he understands that it is legal to sell these items, he believes people should find a different way to collect it. There's a certain type of mentality attracted to the presumed degree of power, and it's unfortunate thinking. The swastika is a symbol of power, but it's the wrong kind of power, he said, linking swastikas to the Confederate flag. These are very loaded symbols with very loaded history, Smith said. But the vendor in question has no more affection for Adolf Hitler than the GIs did when some brought these new Nazi relics home from the war. While unwilling to give his name, he was willing to speak his mind. I don't believe in what Hitler did, he said. I don't stand up for Hitler. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not any of that. I just like military stuff, period. I started doing Civil War stuff. The antiques dealer has been in business for years, and his traveling stock of goods contains toy trains, campaign buttons, old toy cap guns, and much more. German World War II items are a fraction of 1% of his merchandise. He has many antiques rolling pins, as he has Nazi daggers. He also has a couple of Nazi helmets, assorted German World War II insignia, and a big Nazi flag. The flag is displayed, draped down from the roof of his SUV, but it's partly folded, and he has been keeping it that way recently ever since a woman found it highly offensive, he said. You should see the swastika. You could see the swastika. She took real offense to it and said, could you take it down? So I said, no, I'm not taking it down, because now you're getting into freedom of speech, and before you know it, there's no rights left at all, he said. He suggested that she buy it for $250, take it home and burn it. She declined, but he did fold it to hide the swastika. His negative assessment of Hitler as a human being is unprintable, and he also says Hitler, quote, had no military mind whatever, unquote, citing a way he fought the war on as many fronts that his forces were spread too thin. Smith, however, is displeased with the decision to sell these items publicly and has since attempted to contact officials in West Amwell and Hopewell, as well as local synagogues and New Jersey's U.S. senators. These attempts have not yielded any response. This is America, so there's supposed to be a certain level of freedom, just not out in this open like that at the flea market, Smith said. You could say the township is collecting money on the sale of Nazi memorabilia, he added, explaining the transitivity through the vendor. It's all connected. I'm someone that's going to take a stand on something when it's not right, Smith said. A representative from the Golden Nugget Antique Market could not be immediately reached for comment. Although legal in the United States, the sale of Nazi memorabilia is prohibited in some countries throughout Europe. Additionally, the auction website eBay prohibits the sale of items with Nazi swastikas, authentic or reproductions, except for coins, stamps, or printed period literature such as magazines, books, or pamphlets. It's an interesting comparison, is it not? It truly is a discussion about the right of freedom and freedom of speech. The fact that one person's day is being affected by the sight of certain things like that, and at the same time another individual is got a business that he is running and he doesn't have any issue with the memorabilia itself, but he does have an issue with the representation of what that memorabilia represents. So it's an interesting correlation, and we're going to go through more of this, unfortunately or fortunately. But the greatest thing, and it might be a little corny, but one of the greatest lines, in my opinion, came from the movie American President. And the president at the time, which is Michael Douglas, Andrew Shepard, says that America is complex. You have to be able to tolerate the fact that you can stand there and shout at the top of your lungs your opinion and have the person right next to you directly opposed to you. and the burning of the flag or the other things that go on today that people are despised by, such as the disparaging of our American flag, is part of our American freedom. Yes, it upsets you as an American, certain people as Americans, but the fact that our country is complex enough to be able to allow that and not prosecute somebody for doing it makes this country even greater than the fact when that flag is held high with revere and respect. So enjoy that freedom, despite the fact that it makes your blood boil. 9:45, I need to take another quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Yes, it's true when they say that when the moon's inside, it casts a magic light on love. I fell in love with you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
It is 9:49. Yeah, I know, that's the intro to my Vitamin C. One of the lead singers of that group, Vitamin C. It's her birthday today. We didn't get to that in Celebrity Birthdays because it was on a different website, but there it is. Love that stuff. All right, we got tons of things to circle on your calendar. So let's find out what's going on with some community info. Maybe not. There we go. All right, first things first, the Pennies Pipeline is still in the news here, and there's an info session. Hopefully it's the acrimony has dissipated and we can get down to real information. August 4th, the public is invited to a general information session on the Pennies Pipeline, Tuesday, August 4th, 7:30 p.m., Delaware Township Municipal Building. It will be hosted by the Township Pipeline Subcommittee, which is chaired by Kathy Katz. She said that a second session most likely will be the week of August 17th. The date and location have not been determined as of yet, and in that session we will be covering the process for intervening and writing comments. The Pennies Pipeline Company wants to build a 36-inch pipeline through Hunterdon County to transport natural gas from Luzerne County, PA to Hopewell Township. It would cut across the townships of Holland, Alexandria, Kingwood, Delaware, West Amwell, and the governing bodies of each township has passed a resolution opposing the project. Delaware Township Subcommittee will be showing residents how best to express and submit their objections to the pipeline. In September, the company is expected to apply for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval to build the pipeline. So that one that's cutting across 523... and some of the other towns and counties or municipalities is not the Pennies Pipeline, despite the fact that people thought it was. That hasn't even started yet. In addition, the Music Man comes to North Hunterdon July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. Music Man will be presented on July 30th, 31st at 7:30 p.m. and August 1st at 3 and 7:30 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School. The performers are from Clinton Area Stage Troupe. Tickets are $9 for senior citizens and children, $14 for general admission, and are available by email. Email them at ecast.shows@yahoo.com or call 908-303-8742. It's a good show. And this week is the Balloon Festival. Starts on the 24th, goes to the 25th and the 26th. The Balloon Festival offers top flight entertainment. Here is the schedule. Of course, it'll be at Solberg Airport in Reddington. And it is the largest hot air balloon festival, music festival in North America, taking over in 1993. A new attraction was added, the live concert. And at that time, it was Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes performed in 94. Beach Boys were first major headliners in 2000, and then up-and-coming Jonas Brothers were the first teen sensations to perform in 2007. This year's concert series has something for music lovers from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the new millennium. Don Felder, an evening at the Hotel California, presented by PNC in association with Magic 98.3, features the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, a former lead guitarist with the Eagles for 27 years. Expect to hear hits such as Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, Take It Easy, New Kid in Town when Felder performs Friday, July 24th, 8 p.m. Sabrina Carpenter is the latest in a long line of Disney stars to perform at the festival, following the likes of Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, and R5 with Ross Lynch. Her path began in the early in nearby Lehigh Valley. Took her to Hollywood, where she teen sensation stars on the Disney Channel's hit TV show Girl Meets World, and she returns to the area to perform her first love music. She'll perform songs such as We'll Be the Stars, Can't Blame a Girl for Trying, and Darling, I'm a Mess on Saturday, July 25th at 1 p.m. A staple of classic rock radio, American classic rock band Kansas launched to stardom with their smash hit Carry On, Wayward Son. They followed with Point of No Return,
You're listening and the to monster hit Dust and Wind and becoming a fixture on Billboard County Chamber of Commerce.
Presented by the New Jersey Lottery in association with Q104.3 Kansas,
Leamington, New Jersey.
Performs Saturday, July 25th at 8 p.m. in conjunction with the Nighttime Hot Air Balloon Blow. The Wheels of Soul 2015 Summer Tour in association with NJ1015 rolls in on Sunday, July 26th. Chamber. At 1:30 p.m. with a
Thank
show unlike any other
and
in the festival's
Please
history.
Remember to support them.
A 4.5-hour extravaganza featuring the Grammy Award-winning blues rock Tedeschi Trucks Band,
complete listing of our
headed by the husband and wife team of Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, Grammy-nominated soul sensation Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and acclaimed guitarist Doyle Bramall II. Tickets are available at all 140 Quick Check store locations by calling 800-HOT-AIR-9 or